Difficult times lie ahead for the Prague Public Transport Company. The largest municipally owned firm in the country is in massive debt and is hamstrung by huge contracts that are virtually impossible to cancel. Its new director, who was appointed earlier this week, is faced with the challenging task of increasing the company's revenues and cutting costs, while at the same time maintaining its operations and keeping the prospect of privatization at bay. Jan Richter has the story in this week's edition of Marketplace.
Each year, around 1.25 billion of people use Prague's public transport system. Over 40% of all journeys made in the capital are done on buses, trams and the metro, which ranks the Czech capital among Europe's top cities in the share of public transportation. But the system's operator, the Prague Public Transport Company, has run into serious problems. Its debts have reached 8 billion crowns, and the prospects of getting back into the black are slim. The company is dragged down by a massive contract with the tram manufacturer Škoda Transportation, signed in 2006. Under its terms, the transit authority has to pay over 19 billion crowns for 250 trams until 2018. Prague Mayor Tomáš Hudeček last week warned that the city was not going to increase its subsidies for the company and said that if the authority were a private firm, it would be forced to file for bankruptcy.
The capital is already spending so much money on the transport company. Per capita, we pay 16,000 crowns a year, and the transport company now can't really come asking for more. We're in a situation that the firm doesn't have to file for protection from creditors because the city provides guarantees for it. But Prague can't give out any more money.
Prague City Hall would like to lower the annual payments for the trams by extending the duration of the deal. But that's nearly impossible to do under the terms of the contract, which lawyers say cannot be cancelled. Last week, the Board of Supervisors dismissed the Transit Authority's director, Milan Křístek, and on Monday, a new director was appointed. Jaroslav Djuriš, who is set to assume the post next week, spoke to Czech TV about his plans.
We
have to increase revenues, but the question is how. The easiest thing to do would be to increase fares, but I don't think that would be a good move. There are other types of revenue. For instance, I don't think it's right that one of our clients, the Central Bohemian region, doesn't pay the fees for transportation that we provide. This is one type of revenue that we could increase.
The company has put off plans to raise revenues by reintroducing turnstiles in Prague's metro, which would limit the number of fare dodgers. The new director is also skeptical about hikes in fares, mainly for political reasons, as elections in Prague are to be held next year. But Mr. Djuriš said there were other ways to get in more money.
The overall number of various discounts is very high, and the corresponding loss of revenues amounts to some 1.7 billion crowns. Roughly speaking, around one-third of the total number of passengers on Prague's public transport enjoy some kind of discount. That's a huge share, and it's something we want to look at.
There has been speculation that the public transport company or some of its parts could be privatized. But Prague Mayor Tomáš Hudeček is opposed to the idea.
I personally don't wish to sell the public transport company or any of its parts. 2 years ago, when there were plans to privatize the firm's repair shops, we stopped those plans 12 days before it was going to happen. So I believe we'll prevent something like that this time around too.
I discussed the situation of Prague's public transport operator with Vratislav Filler from Automat, an advocacy group.
What they have to do, they do quite well, I think. More than 40% of journeys is carried out by public transportation, so they do a big amount of service. However, there is a development in last 2 years when the the connections are getting worse, but it's not because of public transport company, it's because of a regional coordinator of transportation, because they changed their task for public transport company.
What does that mean? Does that mean that getting around the capital and the immediate surroundings is getting more complicated because the system is complicated as such?
No. The regional coordinator is changing lines and connections of trams and buses, and it makes public transportation somewhere better, but more there are troubles with missing connections. And the amount of money which is spent is more or less the same in last years, so there is no saving from such changes. So I think this is not an issue of a public transport company. I think that there is also a big problem in regional coordinator.
The firm has been criticized in the last couple of years, really, over alleged corruption. Some of the contracts that were awarded by the company, for instance, the contract for new trams, which is a massive burden for the company right now, and others, including one for tickets. These are seen as a way of siphoning money out of the company. Have you registered any improvements in recent years, particularly, of course, under the mayor's Bohuslav Svoboda from the Civic Democrats and his successor, Mr. Hudeček from the Topo 9 party?
I cannot judge too much if there were some improvements or not. What I remember, there is at least a change that Mr. Hudeček named a dedicated deputy for public transportation. So it's maybe a change by positive way, but I don't know, I have not enough insight into it.
The new director, Mr. Gyuris, said that he would like to increase the revenues of the company. One of the ways to do that would be, instead of raising the prices, of course, would be looking at the free passes, which he says about one-third of passengers on Prague Transport actually enjoy some kind of discount or travels for free entirely.
Yeah.
Also, he wants to raise fines for fare evaders. Do you think this could bring in the more revenues? This could be a realistic way of improving the condition of the company?
Well, I think this shouldn't be a decision of a public transport company director. This should be decided on a higher level. If the city wants to provide some services for free, then they should decide if they will be able to pay for it to the public transport company. He can make this proposal, but the decision should be made on the city level.
Aren't you concerned, though, that if these free passes that are provided to underage children, of course, and to retired people, aren't you concerned that if they cut these, this would, you know, lower the number of people taking the public transport on an everyday basis?
It can have effect to decrease the number of journeys, and it can maybe move some people, like parents of children, to use car to transport children to schools. So, yes, there can be some negative effect on the city, but we cannot estimate the amount of it.
Hmm. What do you think the transport company should do to attract more people?
I think they can improve some things in whole system, like to improve priority of public transport vehicles like trams or buses. I think there is space to increase speed by 10% or so, and then the public transport will be more attractive for people.
One of the major projects of the Prague Public Transport Company is, of course, the extension of the A line of the metro to reach Motol on the sort of western outskirts or in the western part of the capital. Do you think this was a good idea and it will improve the situation in the capital?
I am afraid that this extension of A line is quite controversial, because its route was decided politically and it is not very well located. It goes to areas which are already covered quite well by extensive tram network. And there was possibility to start with building a D-line metro to the southern parts of Prague, which are covered by bus lines. And this D-line was postponed. So I think there could be a bigger improvement if a different decision had been made.
Mr. Filler, how open would you say, first of all, the Prague City Hall is, and also the Prague Transport Company is, to debates with organizations like yours about, you know, the future of public transport in Prague?
I think it depends very much on persons. Who are you negotiating? So there are some people who are quite open to our proposals or ideas. And also times are changing a little, and it's getting more positive in last years. And also it depends on the topic. We have good connection with some people who are developing a cycling network also, but we are not in very close touch with people who make decision in different kinds of transportation.
There has been speculation about plans to privatize at least, you know, the part of the company, or even the entire operation. Do you think that the privatization might happen?
I can say that in Czech Republic anything is possible, but I hope this idea will not come through, because mostly if the city will lose the control of the public transport company, it can make a condition in public transport rather worse than better.
Why do you think that a private operation would be less efficient or worse, as you say, than the operation run by the city?
I can say this experience from London City, which privatized their public transport company, and they had to get it back after several years. And also, I think now it's time to make improvements inside of company and not to change the whole game.